You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
All right, now I'm back and making his seventh appearance with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate, his former head coach, Dan Reeves. Let me remind you about Coach's background. He was born in Rome, Georgia, and grew up in Americus, Georgia, where he played football, baseball, and basketball in high school. He won the MVP trophy at the Georgia High School Football All-Star Game and was named All-State in basketball in 1961. He played his college ball at the University of South Carolina, where he was a three-year letterman, setting several records as a quarterback and also playing right field on their baseball team. When he left South Carolina, he was their all-time leading passer. He was inducted into the Gamecocks Hall of Fame in 1977 and the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame in 2006. And somehow, he was an undrafted free agent signed by the Dallas Cowboys in 1965, but also got an offer from the San Diego Chargers of the AFL and my hometown Pittsburgh Pirates to play baseball. He opted to play running back for the Cowboys from 1965 to 1972. Over the course of his playing career, he rushed for nearly 2,000 yards and scored 25 touchdowns. He added 1,700 more receiving yards and 17 receiving touchdowns. He was a part of the Cowboys' 1971 Super Bowl championship team. He went on to become one of the greatest head coaches in the history of the NFL with the Broncos, Giants, and Falcons, leading his teams to a 190-165-2 record in 4 Super Bowl appearances. He's become a wonderful friend of the show, and we are honored he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Good evening, Coach. Chris and Bob here. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, Chris, Bob. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're fantastic. Terrific. How are you, Coach?
Thank you, sir. Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Gosh, y'all brought back some memories. I'd forgotten about all those things. I was thinking about who in the world, who was that guy?
Coach, I want to go back to your time like in high school just to get you the you had an opportunity to play baseball. You could have played basketball. You were an all-star in both of those. Baseball was a big opportunity with the Pirates, but yeah, you ultimately end up deciding to play football. How did football end up beating out the other two sports?
You know, playing baseball, I mean, I enjoyed baseball, but you know, you batted about every three innings. If you played an outfield, you may get two or three balls hit through you in a game. So it wasn't the most exciting sport to me, you know. I had fun and I loved playing it, but I couldn't see that was excitement as it was in football, where something is happening all the time. And back then you played offense and defense. So, you know, it was something going on, you know, all the time. Basketball was fun. It was fast and everything. But I was one of those players that whenever the other team had a good player, that's who I guarded. If you had anybody that, you know, could shoot, period, I was passing the ball to him because I was not a good offensive player in basketball. So football is just my love. You know, between all those sports, I loved them, all three, and so glad that I could play all three of them. But, you know, football was just so much fun to me because there's something going on, you know, all the time.
And, Coach, I want to get your thoughts on your alma mater, the University of South Carolina. Had a big win over Georgia this year, but struggled outside of that. How do you feel about the direction the program is headed?
Well, you know, I do think it's a very difficult, you know, sport. Recruiting is the real key, and I think they've done a good job of, you know, bringing in some key players and recruiting. You know, when you're surrounded by, you know, Georgia and Georgia Tech and Alabama and Auburn and, you know, Clemson and, you know, there's just so many great colleges around there. You know, unless you can get the, you know, job done in recruiting, it's a very difficult, you know, place to play. And I was just very fortunate they offered me a scholarship. You know, I signed it before they changed their mind and, you know, was fortunate enough to play an all-star game and got some offers after that. But, you know, my dad told me they took a chance on you, son, when nobody else wanted you. That's where you're going to go. And I'm glad I did. I mean, I enjoyed my time. I enjoyed my time at South Carolina. And I think that was, you know, that was great, advice that my dad gave me because they did. You know, nobody wanted me when I signed at South Carolina. So You know, I enjoyed my 4 years there. I played in more homecoming games than anybody in the country. We were everybody's homecoming. And, you know, so I was in a lot of homecoming games. Not just South Carolina's homecoming, everybody else's homecoming.
Hey, Coach, you talk about recruiting. I want to get your thoughts on the University of Georgia, because here locally, obviously everybody is, you know, crazy about the Bulldogs. They seem like a team that's an eyelash away from getting over the hump and potentially winning a national championship. When you take a look at that team, what's keeping them from getting over that hump?
Well, it's a lot of competition out there, and there's no question that the University of Georgia does a great job of recruiting, because this is one of the biggest states in the South for you to recruit from. And then you got some, you know, good football in Florida, Alabama, and, you know, South Carolina around it. But, you know, they should be successful year in and year out. And there's just a lot of competition that you play. SEC is a very tough, you know, division to play in. And, you know, it's tough. I think they do a great job. And, you know, you never do, unless you win a national championship, you haven't done a good enough job. And, you know, that's what all the schools are aiming for. And, you know, Georgia's fun to watch. So I enjoy watching, you know, play, you know, every year.
Bob, questions for Coach?
Yeah, Coach, it's great to speak with you again, and we appreciate your time. And we had a message this morning when somebody knew you were coming on the show. One of your former players, Michael Brooks, said to make sure we say hello to Coach. And I just looked into a little of Michael's background. I remember him playing for you in Denver, and then he followed you to New York. The guys must have had an incredible relationship. Talk a little bit about Michael and what memories you have of him.
Well, he was a good player and a good person. That's what you want, you know, that combination of being a great player and a great person. And, you know, Michael was that kind of player and the kind that you want on your team. Great competitor. You know, always did the things the way you should do them. You know, worked hard. Didn't take anything for granted. Worked hard in the off season. Had a, you know, great, kept himself in great shape and was always ready to compete. That's the kind of player you want. You know, whether he's offense or defense, those are the kind of players you win with. And Michael was a, you know, great acquisition and a great player for us.
We'll definitely pass those words along. And I wanted to ask you, Coach,
tell him hello for me too. So
I will definitely do that. And I want to get your opinion about the coaching profession now, as opposed to maybe 20 years ago. I was thinking about some of the differences, Coach. Obviously, the challenges, the field goal, the extra points being moved back, the money involved in the game with players now. Do you think it's a lot more difficult now than it was, say, in the mid-90s?
Well, I don't, you know, I can't remember exactly. To me, the game really changed when free agency came around. You know, free agency changed the game completely to where, you know, prior to that, you were going to have a player, unless he just wasn't good enough to make your football team, he was going to be a part of it. Then all of a sudden it became, you know, where after his contract was up, he may not even like, you know, where he is and want to go somewhere else. And, so free agency changed the game a great deal. But I think the game is still fun to watch. It's still, you know, very competitive. I think the players are continuing to get better and better. You know, every year we'd go to the draft and we'd say, gosh, I can't believe players are getting that much quicker, that much faster, that much bigger, you know, playing that much better. But they start out so young now and they have been doing that for years. They have great, you know, little league programs. They've got great high school programs, great college programs. And the players just keep getting, you know, better and better. And there's more good athletes out there, more good players. You know, I don't know that we have enough the teams to handle all the great players that are out there. There's a lot of players out there, in my opinion, that could play professional football, but, you know, don't get that opportunity because they may have got drafted somewhere and it wasn't the ideal place for them and never got a chance to play somewhere else because there's, you know, just only 32 teams out there.
Coach, I want to get your thoughts on the Falcons. When you look at the organization, you know, since they lost that big lead in the Super Bowl, team has regressed a little bit every year. What do the Falcons need to do in order to get themselves back into a contending position in the NFC South?
Well, you know, first of all, it starts with a quarterback, and they've got a good quarterback. So they need to, you know, just look at it and see where they can improve. You got to stay healthy for one thing. And you know, if you're fortunate enough to do that. But, you know, the NFL is set up, if you look around and see teams that have been successful for, you know, a good period of time, like the Patriots and so forth, they got one thing in common. They got that quarterback, you know, that's been there for quite a while. And now that a track created, you know, to come. You know, and the league is set up to where they if you're a good football team, you draft 32nd, you know, you draft late. So the league kind of, you know, makes it where a team that is struggling can turn it around a lot easier and you know, free agency has changed it a great deal. So, you know, the Falcons just got to, you know, keep trying to improve, get the running game, you know, going. I haven't studied them enough, you know, and I'd be just second guessing, you know, without looking at film. But, you know, I know they're competitive week in and week out, and that's what you're asking for them to, you know, give you great effort and play as hard as they possibly can. And, you know, you hopefully you're in it and in contention for the playoffs for a long period of time and not be eliminated to where all of a sudden then the players are looking at next year, you know, and still not have anything to play for.
Coach, I want to take you back to your time in the league and you got an opportunity to play in a Super Bowl. You guys beat the Dolphins. When you look at what the Super Bowl is now compared to what the Super Bowl was like when you had an opportunity to play in it, how drastically different is it?
Well, it's just gotten so much bigger. I mean, it's grown every year. You know, when we played in the Super Bowl, it was certainly, you know, a big attraction, don't get me wrong, but it just seems to grow, you know, every year and get bigger and bigger. But, you know, we had bounced around and bounced around for so many years. We were called next year's champions. You know, we would get in the championship game or get in the Super Bowl, you know, and then not win it. And I think, you know, we were a really good football team coached by a really good coach in Coach Landry. And, you know, to finally win it, I don't think any of us were any more excited when we won, you know, the championship, than we were for Coach Landry, because he had stuck with us through those years. And like I said, you could stay with the same team for a long period of time. And we had struggled and, you know, been known as next year's champions, and to finally win it, I don't think any of us were happier for ourselves, but even more so for Coach Landry, because he had stayed with us and, you know, taught us, so much about the game and so much about life. So, we were very fortunate. We had a great, football coach to learn from.
Coach, when you look back over some of the teams and some of the great players that you played against, I mean, so many legends of the game on defense that you had to go up against, the Dick Butkuses and the Ray Nitschke's, you know, Deacon Jones, Alan Page, Joe Green. What was it like facing some of the guys that we feel that we revere so highly, some of those Hall of Famers and legends on defense?
Well, every time you mention one of those names, my legs started hurting, my hips started hurting, my back started hurting. You know, because you mentioned all those great defensive players and you know, they were, I mean, they were great. And the game has changed, you know, so much. I mean, it's a physical game now, but it was much more physical at that time because there were so many things you could do, the bump and run. You know, they beat you to death all over the field on defense. There were so many things that you could do back then, you know, that they've changed a lot of the rules. You know, still a very physical game, but, nothing like, I mean, the Ray Nitschke is, you know, I got hit a bunch of times by Ray Nitschke and, Tommy Nobis, and, you know, they were just some great, great, you know, players, And the toughest game that we had was playing against our own defense. And you test play them every year in training camp, and all we played for was hot dogs and steak. Whoever won the game, you know, the defense played against the offense. Whoever won got steaks, and whoever lost got hot dogs. And I ate a lot of hot dogs in training camp. But they had Leroy Jordan and Bob Lilly and, you know, Cliff Harris and Charlie Waters and Chuck Halley. I mean, they were just so many great players on the defense. So, you know, whatever team we played, nobody was any tougher than our defense was, you know, when I was with the Cowboys and was still a player.
Coach, one more before we let you go. And one of the quarterbacks you had an opportunity to play with was Don Meredith. And Don was such a character of the game. When you listen to any of the old films where the microphone was able to pick up his comments playing, whether it was on the sidelines in the huddle or just, you know, away from the field. Great storyteller and a guy that, you know, I would imagine kept the room light. But what was it like being around Don Meredith?
Oh, he was great. He was one of the greatest leaders that you could possibly have. And so much fun to play with. I mean, he made you so relaxed, you know. In a game, I don't care who the opposition was, how tough they were. You know, you get in a huddle and he was in charge. And back then, you know, you called your own play. You know, and he would look over at Danny. Hey, Danny, what do you think? How you feel, boy? You want to run off tackle? You know, let's run off. So Danny wants to run off tackle. Right. Okay. So Ralph, y'all block that gap here. Okay. Let's go 36 switch on two. Okay. On two. So, I mean, he made it so much fun. Bob Hayes, how you feel? You feel like you run by that? Okay, let's run 89. Let's run old Bob right by that guy on the play. So, you know, he was just so much fun and kept you so loose and had some, I mean, if you saw Don doing a game on Monday Night Football, that was Dandy Don in the huddle. I mean, there was nothing phony about Don. He was just so much fun to be around. We had so much fun, you know, as a team. We got together, you know, so many times as you know, teammates on and off the field. And, you know, he was just a great leader, a great guy to have, you know, as your quarterback.
Coach, before we let you go, remind our listeners how they can hear you and your show and stay up to date with all the great things you're doing.
I don't do the show anymore, you know. You got to study and work at it. You know, I can read a paper, kind of second guess like, you know, all these writers do. But, you know, you got to study it for you guys to do a great job. And, you know, so I don't do a show. I watch a lot of it, and now I can second guess with the best of it. And well, that's the dumbest call I've ever seen. Why in the heck did you run that play? You know, because I've been there, done that, and said that myself after calling a play and it didn't work. Damn, Dan, what did you call that for? You know? So, you know, it's fun. I love to watch it. I love to second guess, you know, and I love to see great plays. I love to see great defensive plays, great offensive plays, great special teams plays, close games won by, you know, in the last second by a great catch or a great kick or, you know, great defensive play. There are just so many different ways and you can't beat football for the excitement you have. It's the reason I said I played it, because there's something going on all the time, offense, defense, special teams. And, you know, it's just the greatest sport going.
Well, Coach, we can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night to come back and be a part of the show. You're always great. We love your stories, and we love your insights. We hope you'll come back and join us again soon.
You give me a call. I'm always available. You know that.
Enjoy
the holidays, Coach.
All right, Merry Christmas. So happy holidays to you and your family, Coach.
You did, guys. Same to you. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, bye-bye.
That's the great Dan Reeves. I tell you what, Bob. The great story. How about that stuff about Don Meredith? How great is that? Because you can absolutely imagine Meredith in the huddle talking just like that. That's how he called the play, you know. That's how he threw it up. What do you think? What do you want to do? How you feeling? All that sort of stuff. That seems exactly like what I would have imagined Dandy Don was like in the huddle.
Yeah, with Coach, with his southern draw, Chris, he brings it all back to life. And Yeah, and while he's mentioning some of these names, both that he coached and played with, I'm thinking, you know, how many guys in history have either coached and played with so many great guys as Dan Reeves has? So, again, it's we're totally blown away when he comes on. Every time we learn, and we just we're in awe of his coaching and his playing days, and he's one of our favorites.
All right, we've got our next guest, Tony Collins, hanging on the line. We'll get to Tony and our five-star picks of the week right on the other side of this real quick station break.